Good evening, everyone. This is CICLCO72 on Audio Boom, dark_path16 on Twitter. And I believe it's posting to my Facebook, so hi to everyone there as well if you're not on Twitter or Audio Boom. So, it's been 2 weeks since I've been home. Well, 2 weeks and a day. I posted my last boo 2 weeks ago. And I don't know if any of you have any idea what it's like to have to reintegrate into society at a moment's notice, pretty much. But it's not easy. And there are some setbacks. But I'm dealing with them the best I can. Like, right now, I don't know what I'm feeling. I had a bit of an experience with Smokey today. You may have read something about that on Twitter earlier, but here's the story. We were cleaning out his litter box, and we took the, well, dirty litter outside. So the screen door was open for the back door. And Smokey decided he was going to come out. And by the time I realized it, it was too late. He had gone off the deck, and he was, checking out the grass, whatever. Maybe chewing a little bit of it. Record of post. And I don't know what that was, so don't mind the notifications. Actually, let me just do something. Voiceover off. There. So anyway, he would, he was gone down and was, I guess, exploring, or I don't know what he was doing. And then all of a sudden, the black dog that killed Mickey came around. And this terrified me because Smokey had never dealt with him before, and Smokey has been declawed, not by me, but by a previous owner. So I'm getting terrified, and my anxiety level is going up. Smokey's running around. The dog's trying to chase him. And then so the kids were all trying to chase the dog away. And Smokey was, he was probably really scared, so he was running around not knowing where to go. Finally, I opened the screen door and he came running in, so I went in after him. And yeah, that was too close. And I was thinking to myself, what is it with Saturdays and my cats being chased by dogs? Because it was a Saturday that Mickey died. Saturday, May 14th, to be exact. And I'm sure you guys are, or some of you, some people might be saying, oh, get over it, blah, blah, blah. Well, obviously, you're not a pet owner, so you don't understand the, what's the word I'm looking for? The I don't know. I can't think of a word. The why. I can't calm down right away from this kind of thing. Mickey was my cat from 5 or 6 weeks old. I had him till he was almost 5 years old. He was like a family member to me. And he will always be special to me. Not saying Smokey's not special. Smokey is special in his own way. But I just get so angry at people who think I should just get over something like this. I mean, it's like losing a sibling or a child. If you've ever gone through anything like that, which I have, it's pretty traumatic. So anyway, I think I'm going to stop there, but at least Smokey is safe. And at least nothing happened that I know of. But it sure almost gave me a heart attack. But I know he's safe. I know he's still with me, so that's at least a plus. I mean, yeah, I got emotional because I was really scared and also relieved at the same time that nothing happened. But yeah, it's not something to easily just get over. So anybody who thinks that, well, I'm sorry you don't understand, but it's kind of not my problem. And I know that may sound a little harsh, but you are you and I am me. Take care, everyone. Have a good evening. Voice over on.